Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Universal Principle Hour with your host and chancellor of the Jewel University of Immortal Science for Immortal Living, Dr. Jewel Pookrum, with her co-host and Universal Principle Support Facilitator and Training, Ms. Felicia Muhammad.
your
Are you now able to hear me? Am I being heard? Okay. All right. So, engineer, are you able to hear me? Have you heard anything that I've been saying so far? You can let me know. So, at this particular point, we are going to, thank you. We're going to move forward with, again, helping us to understand and see, recognize the characteristics of codependency, and we can decide if we want to continue those characteristics, behaviors, addictions, or if we want to make that change, create new experiences for ourselves, and begin to be in alignment with our original design, all right? Our reason for being the living God that we're created to be, and enjoy the purposeful life that it is meant for us to experience, all right? So when we come back, we're going to share with you the frequencies that is present supporting us in this sharing, this plasma. We're going to share with you, again, our context for our non-attachment and freedom principle. And make sure you have your water, your pen, paper. And if you're driving, please turn up and heighten your auditory skills. And if you're not driving, if you're at work, you know, be in integrity and take a break and then listen to the show, you know, not while you're working, unless you can have a radio on while you're working. You know, it depends on your circumstance. But the point is being in integrity with what you're doing, all right, because, again, we're always creating. So let's take a sponsor break, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
All right. Welcome back. All right, so let us begin. The frequencies we have present this plasma, or the Declaration of Incarnation, is, so you can say it with me, because again, this applies to everything that you are doing, all right, and how you are being. So it reads as follows. I harmonize in order to communicate, modeling breath. I feel the input of spirit with the galactic tone of integrity. I am guided by the power of death. So what are we allowing to die? This plasma. How are we being benefited by this breath of death? Power of death. Okay? All right, so one more time. I harmonize in order to communicate, modeling breath. I seal the input of spirit with the galactic tone of integrity. I am guided by the power of death. I harmonize in order to communicate, modeling breath. I seal the input of spirit with the galactic tone of integrity. I am guided by the power of death. So, let's get to it. Now, this is a conversation you want to begin having with yourself first and foremost, okay? Because if you, well, that's a judgment. Okay, so I'm not going to say it that way. I have found, okay, that when, you know, there are intense circumstances and ways of being or experiences, one of my gifts, you know, that I'm born to experience and express is being able to see the big picture, you know, find that silver lining in any and all situations. And so as we are navigating our life, as I am navigating my life and circumstances come up and, you know, things that I've done that have had certain motivations and low vibration frequencies to them, you know, when you want to be able to find the joy, find the levity, some lightness in all things. So you want to, I'm encouraging you to be open to experiencing and looking for the joy, you know, in a situation that can really be traumatic or transformative or weighty, you know, it can be heavy. So, you know, laugh at yourself. You know, and, you know, when you, I know this has served me too with being able to go within and look at, you know, why I do what I do and really being able to say what the truth of the matter is. Because I might can fool somebody else, you know, but really being able to fool myself, I'll let you be that, answer that question for yourself. But for me, I haven't really been able to do that. You know, not with the level of consciousness and commitment that I am choosing to conduct myself in and think about. So what is codependency? All right, so I want you to breathe through this, and I want you to relax your shoulders, all right, and open up your heart space. You want to be the observer, all right, as we are reading some of these areas. And so they show up in all categories, family, finances, society, health, all right, in all of those areas. So codependent characteristics. Codependency is a behavior condition in relationships where one person enables another person's addiction, poor mental health, immaturity, irresponsibility, or underachievement, right? So it is also excessive reliance on other people for approval and a sense of identity. Oh, my gosh. Whew, I tell you. When you don't know what you don't know, and then you learn what you know, sometimes you wish you didn't know. But then who is that that's doing the wishing that they don't know, right? That's the personality. That's the personality. That is not you as the living God, because you as the living God would know that, okay, this is a tendency that you might have, or that you have, not might, that you have. All right? So now let's get to it. All right, so I'm going to take a few characteristics of codependency. Okay. Oh, wow. Yeah, we have a lot to work with here. So let's just dive right in. All right. So this may not apply to you. However, I can relate to it. So this is in the area of caretaking. So do you anticipate other people's needs? Do you try to please others instead of yourself? Do you feel safe when giving? Do you feel safest when giving? Do you find that needy people are attracted to you? Okay, so inhale and exhale. And this is another one that many of us, and even if I can't relate to it because you are a mere reflection of me, then I have to ask myself, okay, well, what is this reflecting back to me? So my eyes went to it, so I'm supposed to say it. Okay, you feel sad because you spend your whole life giving to other people and nobody gives to you. All right, so how do we practice being in alignment with the laws of the universe, which state the one we are dealing specifically with today is non-attachment and freedom? So when we look at non-attachment, it simply expresses that when we are, okay, so let me give you this example. There's a difference between holding on to something and having something. So when you practice non-attachment, and I know just even in a conversation that I was having 2 days ago with a family member, and we were discussing, you know, family relationships, harmony in relationships specifically, and we were talking about how we deal with our family and how it's easier to, well, this particular family member was saying how it's easier for her, you know, she can disconnect herself from people or not worry about what other people think, but then when it comes to her family, her contention was that, not her contention, but her perspective was that you can't get away from your family because they're always there. So you have to put up with what they dish out. And I was like, no, you don't. You don't have to. Just because they're family, that doesn't mean you got to put up with them. She's like, but you see them all the time. And I was like, but no, that's not my reality. That's not what I'm creating for myself, you know. And we were speaking about communication and how if there's a disagreement in this particular circumstance, if there's a disagreement or you are not or and you're feeling, you know, you're angry about because she's having some health challenges. That's how it got started. Oh, thank you. That is how it got started. She was telling me that she was putting off having this surgery. And I'm like, what? Why are you thinking about having a surgery? No. I was like, okay, well, you know, it's your body. You do what you want to do. However, I have to share this with you so you can have more information to understand the choices that you're getting ready to make and what you are subjecting yourself to. So I said, and if you, you want to do this before you decide to have a surgery. I said, because if you haven't done everything, if you haven't exhausted everything that can be done, you don't want to do this. Now, if there's a certain things you don't want to do and that's the route you want to go, okay, but just be willing to accept the results of what you receive as a result of that choice. All right? So she was having some discord, all right? And when she told me the organ that was that they were going to take out, and I'm like, your body organ for a reason. So why are you going to let them take it out? And so it's connected to anger on the emotional component. And I told her, I was like, you're just angry and you're not dealing with it. And she laughed because she knew I was telling the truth. And I didn't know what was going on. She didn't tell me what the situation was. However, just the organ that she told me, the gallbladder that she was going to have taken out, I was like, oh, you angry. And she was saying she was having real bad headaches. And I was like, oh, yeah, you definitely angry. And I was like, the liver gallbladder, they go together. I said, and so you need to deal with your anger. And she just started laughing. So we're going to hear from my sponsor because they like waving over here. So I'm saying all that to say because with this codependence, these codependency characteristics and qualities, when we are continually to run the programs and the beliefs of things that no longer serve us, and we know it's no longer serving us, but we just feel we have to put up with it, that no longer has to be your reality. Okay, I'm going to be in alignment with the non-judgment principle. I'm sharing with you with this information and being able to help you go within and look at yourself and address why are you angry. And so I asked her that, and she communicated. Well, you know, I keep communicating, but nothing, the person doesn't seem to be, you know, changing. And I was like, okay, well, what is the person who you're angry with, what are they doing that's being reflected back to you? And so I did it. You know, because she laughed at that too. And she did acknowledge, you know, she was willing to look at it. She was like, never thought about it like that before, you know. And so I realized in talking about these principles and, you know, us taking responsibility for what we think about and the people that are in our environment, and it can be foreign to many of us to grasp the actuality that we create our reality and our experiences, and that the people who are in our environment, they are reflecting back something back to us that we may not want to observe or accept responsibility for because we're so used to blaming everybody else. I get it that when you hear me talking about this, you know, sometimes it goes right through one ear and out the other. However, I'm encouraging you to take a closer look at yourself first and foremost. Take a closer look at yourself first and foremost. So as we prepare to hear from my sponsor, I want you to reflect on the codependency characteristics that we talked about and choose to experience practicing non-attachment, meaning you can have something, but you don't have to hold on to it. And then when we come back, we're going to help you to understand what the distinction is with having and owning, okay, and what the emotion or the energy or the frequency or the thought process is that helps you to be able to distinguish between the two and be able to help you to decide and gauge how you're going to now navigate in your life when it comes to practicing and being in alignment with this non-attachment principle. All right, and so I know I can hear some of you saying, but that means I don't care. No. We're going to get into that when we come back, okay? We're going to really help you to be able to know the distinction so you can gauge yourself, all right, and be able to then to express it. So let's hear from our sponsor, and we'll be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Alrighty, welcome back. So, we were discussing codependent characteristics relative to caretaking. And I have noticed that especially for us as women, because we're nurturers and we bring heaven to earth, everybody comes through us, all right? So stop sleeping on yourself. Okay, so let me change that language. Stop taking yourself for granted, all right? And understand who you are as a living God with the power to bring life to earth, all right? To nurture life. To nurture the seed that is implanted, all right, that is, and I haven't had the experience yet of actually giving physical birth, you know, to another human yet, yet, I haven't had that experience yet, however, and I am encouraging us to look at what our wombs have produced. Our physical womb, the second chakra, and the sixth chakra, the third eye, the womb of the mind, of the brain. All right? So, as we were saying in the last segment, that as we're looking at these codependent ways, and I was getting ready to say that as women and mothers, we tend to lean more toward the codependency relative to caretaking, all right, because we are mothers and even fathers too, they have this too, you know, it's not relegated only to the feminine avatar, the male avatar, it's that whole frequency of to nurture, what it means to nurture, right? And if, and when we have been nurtured, we know what that experience is like and we want to nurture, all right? So we, especially relative to caretaking codependent characteristics, I know many of us can relate to it, you know, we don't think anything is wrong with it. Cancel, we don't use the word wrong. And we don't think that there's anything that's out of alignment or misalignment with it, right? So now that we are in this awareness and the distinction of being in alignment with non-attachment, because at a point when you get older, and this is where, for those of you that are listening to this live or to the replay, for the millennials and the younger people, this is where you want to be able to take the wisdom from those who have gone before you. And as you're now developing and having your family and having relationships with other people, you want to practice this for yourself so that you don't pass this on or get in the same trap and repeat the same experiences of those who have gone before you, all right? So when we look at our capacity to nurture and care. Having and owning and being in alignment with the non-attachment principle and respecting the freedom. For those of you who have children and have raised children, I have raised children. I mean, I helped raise my brother and I have godchildren. When they get older and, you know, you've kept this same pattern of codependency characteristics, and then you get tired and frustrated, and you want to, now you want to cut them off because now you're tired and frustrated because they're only giving back or giving you the results of what you've, on how you treated them and how you allowed them and conditioned them to respond to you. So I have to think about myself in this. Thank you. So when I looked at my relationship with my father, so this is definitely some codependency stuff right here. Because my father wasn't necessarily in my life like I wanted him to be, then what did I do? So this is in caretaking, and it's also in this relationship part of the codependency. And this is when I was going through this list, I had a lot of codependency characteristics, all right? And so, yeah, this is in the controlling part too. So what did I do? Let me get to it, right? So what I was doing was, because I didn't get what I felt like I needed to experience from my father as I was having relationships with other men, I was holding them accountable for what I didn't get from my father. So what was I doing? I was expecting things from them that I was expecting my father to provide for me. And they're not my daddy. They weren't my father. So how can they give me what I was looking for from him? Yeah, that's a pregnant pause right there. Because I know that was my experience. I don't know if that's any of y'all's experience. However, I'm just sharing. So if it is, you can stop all that right now and make some changes, all right, within yourself first and foremost, and now be able to have a different relationship with yourself. So in return, you're able to have a different relationship with your male counterpart, all right? And so let's get to this distinction of having and hold and owning, okay? Having / holding on to something / owning, all right? So, and we talked about, we're going to share with you what the emotional frequency is, the thought process, right? So would you agree that when you allow things to flow naturally, that you seem to get the benefits, the results of what you want in your life, right? And so as you recognize that freedom, even for yourself, you find that you want to be around certain people. You know, you want to do certain things when you're in a flow, and you do it naturally. When there is the energy of holding on to something, immediately what comes to mind when you visualize holding on to something, and as I'm seeing myself doing it, my hands are clamping together. So what am I doing? I am stopping the flow of the energy when I'm holding on to something. Okay? So simply said, that the difference between having something and holding on to it is that it's connected to a sense, a sensation attached to a feeling, which is an emotion. You want to ask yourself, why or what is your intention for holding on to this thing? What value, what perspective, what is the reason that you're holding on to it? What is it doing for you? What is it fulfilling in you? All right. So I'll give you an example. So when we're in relationships with people, of course, I mean, you can have many different types of relationships, but in this case, we're talking about people. Sometimes we want to control what that person does, how they serve us, how we interact, and we want them to do what we want them to do, how we want them to do it. All right? Yeah, that's definitely holding on to something. Another way you can look at it is owning a house. All right? So when you own a house, it's your possession. You have papers on it. And what was the intention when purchasing the house? To provide a sense of security, right? All right. And what happens if, when life happens, you may be transforming, you wanting to now move into your purpose work, and you're committed to no longer being a wage slave and a liar, going to some place that you don't, that's not bringing you joy, you're not being fulfilled, you're stressed out, and you're now wanting to delve into being on purpose. And so sometimes the resources tend to be a little inconsistent. Yes, they're a little inconsistent. And so sometimes, you know, many times I have experienced, where the flow of the income stops and requires you to be subject to losing or being evicted from your place of security. So now we're compromised. So now that's affecting how we feel about ourselves, all right? So that is what we call, when we have all of those emotions and motivations and intentions and all of that connected to it, and without having it, we feel it takes something away from us, who we are as the person, which it really does not. That is attachment. Okay? That is attachment. And now we're talking about practicing non-attachment. So what does that mean? That means you can have something, and that if you don't have it any longer, it doesn't take away from who you are. You do not allow it to define you. Breathe. All right. So the same with a person. Oh, you have the love of your life. You know, y'all feeling each other, and you have so much in common. And now, and I read this about, I don't know how true it is, but so I'm not going to say it. But anyway, they're deciding not to, the one person is deciding this is no longer working for him or her. Okay, I can share my own experience. Yep, okay. At 36 years old, I was in a relationship, in a courtship, and I just knew we were getting married. Because that's what he was telling me. That's what we were talking about. We were planning. And lo and behold, I tell you, seemingly out of the clear blue sky, it was like we were walking. Now, this is a visual. We were walking side by side. This didn't actually happen. Okay, let me put that disclaimer in there. But this was the frequency and the flow of how we were moving And then just how seemingly that I can say now, at that time, I didn't say seemingly. I said out of the blue, I didn't see it coming. But when I sat back and thought about it, I actually did. When I actually was able to be truthful with myself with everything, I was able to see it. I got some clues, but I wasn't paying attention because at this particular point in my life, this was the first time I had ever, like, really been, like, what I call in love. You know, I mean, I could feel it. I got giddy and all of that, right? So let me go back to the visual that I was painting for you. So it seemed like we were walking side by side, and the left arm just reached over and hit me on the side of the head. I never saw it coming. Okay, that's what I said at that particular time. And so at that point, I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep. And I could always eat and sleep. If you know me, I love to eat. I love food. And I could always eat and sleep. But this time, I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep. And after 3 days, I was just like, okay, I'm complete. After, you know, observing everything, at that time I was analyzing because I was definitely in judgment of myself. And I was definitely out of alignment with non-attachment because I was just like, how could this happen? I mean, until today, we are still friends. You know, we are very good friends. We had a conversation about it. We've been able to talk about it because the person he married wind up doing the same thing to him he did to me. And he was able to come and acknowledge it, you know, and we talked about it. So is attachment where I was allowing this relationship to define who I was, and I felt like I was losing something, which in truth I really was not. It was a wonderful and expansive gift because I was able to, in those 3 days of what seemed like death, I was resurrected. And I was able to go within and really be able to look at myself, look at my intentions, my motivations, how needy I was. We talked about that earlier, right? How needy I was. And from that point, I was able to conduct myself differently. Okay, so it was a beautiful unfolding of me being able to go within. And so that's an example of attachment, of holding on to something. All right? Now, having it is where you have it, you honor it. I mean, you know, you see all the benefits of it, and when it's away from you, you're not worried. There's no fear. There's no trepidation. There's no worry about what they're doing and all of this. No, it's not any of that. You're allowing the energy to flow freely because you are confident, for one, in who you are. And you understand the flow of energy, all right? And you understand that you'll be fine with this person or thing or without it. It does not define you. So now as you are reflecting on your experiences, we're going to prepare to take a sponsor break, and then we're going to come back and go a little bit deeper. If you have a question, you can raise your hand or you can hit one. That'll let us know you have a question, and I'll take a few questions before we end the show, this plasma, on this exchange of non-attachment and freedom. That's a principle that we're dealing with, and the topic is codependency characteristics, to be or not to be. That is the question. So you get to decide that you are now choosing to relinquish and let go of the codependency characteristics that you know you express and the behaviors that you express. So we're going to take a sponsor break, and then we'll be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the JUU University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
All right, welcome back. And so in the last segment, we were giving you the distinction within the emotional body, okay, the feeling realm or the sensations, the thoughts attached to a feeling, okay, the emotions, that help us to be able to decipher and distinguish when we are in alignment with non-attachment and when we're out of alignment, and how to get back in alignment, all right? So simply said is that when you or I allow or have a perceived need to hold on to anything or anyone, one, it demonstrates our belief in lack, that there's not enough, and we know that abundance is the natural state of affairs, and that when you close your hand, you know, when you withdraw and you're holding on to something, you're not allowing the free flow of the energy to move, okay? And you're not able to receive, because if you open your hand and whatever you're holding on to, if you don't sit it down, you're going to drop it because you open your hand, you know, unless you, let's see if I can do this with my own self. Yeah, okay, so I can. All right, yeah, because I got a balanced brain, so I can use both hemispheres. What? That's the benefit of having a balanced brain, yes. So with, because I have been mostly right-handed, but I can do this with both of my hands where I can hold on to a certain aspect of it with a certain amount of fingers without dropping it. So, again, it depends on what you're holding on to. But the point is that our perceived need to hold on to anything or anyone demonstrates our belief in shortage and personal incompleteness, okay? And so, breathe as I'm breathing. Anytime you feel like a person, place, or thing dictates and controls who you are, the essence of who you are, you're out of alignment with the non-attachment principle and our purpose. And guess what else we're out of alignment with? We're out of alignment with the source of all things and how we are created. Yes. So I want you to really think about that. All right? So when we are able to, and we're going to get into some more of these codependent characteristics. So as we get into now being able to address and look at practicing non-attachment, I said in the introduction, first segment, that we were going to address the question because I could hear it, some of you saying, well, does that mean I don't care? And that was a conversation that me and my family member was having about, you know, her, the anger she's experiencing that's now affected her gallbladder, and now they want to take it out when obviously you need your gallbladder, so why not change the core of what the issue is so that the organs God gave us and that we, this system demonstrates that works together to keep us functioning, why not get to the core of the truth of the matter and what's really creating the dis-ease, the disharmony in the body that's giving you a signal to let you know you want to change some things, all right? And you want to come here. You want to have all the organs you were born with. You want to keep all your parts, okay? Because they definitely support us in being able to fulfill our original contract with why we returned to complete what wasn't completed before. Now we have the opportunity with all the information the Jewel University is providing, all the information that is present for you to gain access to just by asking. Now you have the wherewithal to be able to know the ways of thinking and the ways of conducting yourself to know that you can have everything that you desire. You can fulfill your original contract with the source of all things, right, and enjoy this existence and be immortal. And when you ascend, take your body with you. All right? The great masters have showed us that this is possible, so why do we think otherwise? Okay, we understand it's because of beliefs and different illusions, all right, and different programs. But now you have more information, and now you can make different choices. So, within the few minutes that we have left, are there any questions? You can hit star one, raise your hand, and we'll acknowledge and ask your question. In the meantime, we're going to continue because I want to ensure that you join, be a guest. You don't have to join. Well, you do want to join, but I want you to be a guest and come to the Universal Principal Support Group on Sundays at 4:30, cyber. Okay, it's virtual. So in the comfort of your own home, it's a safe space, and we share our experiences with navigating through these principles. And many of the students who are not in the courses but come to the support group, are members of the support group, they are receiving benefits as well because, again, it is for us to be the scientists and try it out for ourselves, prove it to ourselves. You know, the perspectives and the concepts and the new ways of thinking, and looking at things from a balanced brain perspective, okay, when we have never been taught that we could even balance our brain and have whole brain functionality, let alone know how to navigate our life, living and utilizing the left and the right hemisphere of the brain at the same time. All right? So I want to invite you to do that. And let's share with you a few more codependent characteristics that you can choose to be or not to be. So, how about didn't feel love and approval from their parents? All right. Don't love themselves. Believe other people can't or won't love them. Don't take time to see if other people are good for them. Worry other people will leave them. Check this out. Blame. Do you play the blame game all the time? Threaten. Coerce. Beg. Bribe. Advise. Don't say what you mean. I have been there and done that. Oh, and I love myself. So everybody, touch your heart and love yourself. I know this can be a little interesting. So love yourself. Love yourself. Just touch your heart. Touch your fourth chakra and give yourself some love, because you're transforming this and acknowledging that, wow, yes, I've done that, or I still do that, or I still struggle with that. And that struggle lets us know that we're in the first circuit. So, again, enroll at the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living. Our spring semester courses are up and available, okay? So you can enroll in the Brain Balancing Program. It's open enrollment all year round, all right? You can, for those of you that out there that are on the Brain Balancing Program and you haven't been coming to class, but, it's time, you can do your reinstatement and enroll in Think Like a Neuron. That's where you learn how to read a whole book without having to read the whole book. It is a formula, right? And so we are navigating certain areas, circuits of the brain, all right, in these courses, all right? So, again, don't judge yourself if you're like, you don't have a balanced brain. I'm telling you, when you participate and have exchange with us, even listening to this radio broadcast, your neurons, your mirror neurons are mimicking and picking up my neurons. They're mimicking my neurons, a balanced brain. So you benefit. This is why it's important for us to continue to nurture and embrace each other and connect with each other. All right? So the Jewel University, Dr. Jewel Pookrum, she's been out here sharing the information, the knowledge, enlightening and empowering us and keeping us ahead of the curve for over, 40-something years. And so take the time, give yourself the gift of being the living God that you are created to be. And even if it's hard for you to, or it's challenging for you to grasp what we really mean when we say that, just go within and ask for the information for you to be able to understand it the way it would be clear for you. All right? All right, so I'm going to give you a few more codependency characteristics. Okay. Believe their opinions don't matter. Now, this is in the area of communication. Okay. Think most of what they have to say is unimportant. Apologize for bothering people. Now, how many times have I done that? Didn't even know that was codependency. So, see, this is why it's important.
This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark.
To know that you don't know and be willing to learn and be able to make that change. And we here at the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living is here to support you and provide you with the information so that you can go experience it, research it for yourself, and come back and share your results. And then share your results with other people. So join us and learn more about the Jewel University at www.juis.education. So we're going to continue this conversation, and I look forward to being with you next heptad. I love you.
Thank you for sharing this hour with us. You've been listening to the Universal Principle Support Hour on the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Jewel and Miss Felicia here every Wednesday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your emails to Universal Principal Support Group, UPSG@JUIS.education. We love you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.